to report a tragic death of a police officer in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. The suspect in a shooting that killed an Edmonton police officer and wounded another had been a focus of a lengthy hate crimes investigation. Edmonton Police Chief Rod Connect says he had evidence of this individual going back to February last year. The online hatred and bullying of an Edmonton family had become extreme, and the family members were increasingly worried about their personal safety, at which time the Edmonton Police Service became involved, the police chief said at a news conference. Connect identified the suspect as Norman Walter Raddatz, who was known to police, although he did not have an extensive criminal record. Officers had gone to the man's home in West Edmonton on Monday to arrest him on a warrant for criminal harassment, and that's when the gunfire broke out. It does not appear the officers returned fire. Constable Daniel Woodall, a 35-year-old, 8-year veteran who had worked on the hate crimes unit, was killed, and 38-year-old Sergeant Jason Harley was shot in the lower back. Connect said Harley's body armor saved him, and he was treated and released from hospital. He's doing well, considering the magnitude of the event. Woodall was also wearing body armor, but it was not engaged in the event. Sadly, he died on the scene due to a catastrophic wound. Connect said 53 bullets were found in the house and garage across the street from the shooting. Some of the bullets passed right through the house, which speaks for the power of the weapon. In the house, officers went to in order to arrest Raddatz. It actually burned to the ground Monday night, and it's believed that the suspect was inside at the time. They're not looking for any other suspects. The officer was recruited to the Edmonton Police Force from Great Britain and had served with the Greater Manchester Police. He leaves behind his wife, Claire, two young children. She thanked people in a tweet Tuesday for the support she's already received. "Your generous outpouring of love for myself and my boys fills my heart. He is my hero, our boys' hero, and Edmonton's newest hero." Prime Minister Stephen Harper also sent condolences to the Woodall family, friends, and colleagues. "It's very difficult. It is a very difficult reminder that police officers across our country put their lives on the line every day to serve and protect communities and keep us safe. It's the second death of an Edmonton area police officer this year. Constable David Wynn died at a casino in St. Albert, north of the city, while trying to track down the driver of a stolen truck. Auxiliary Constable Derek Bond was seriously injured. The shooter, in that case, Sean Maxwell Wren, was on bail facing 15 charges, including escaping lawful custody and possession of a prohibited firearm. The last officer to be killed in the job in Edmonton was Constable Izzo Ferrone, who died in 1990 while trying to arrest a suspect. So our condolences go to the family. I'm Dana Pretzer.